Landowner hunting permits. This is a briefing and a public hearing. Dave Ware, help us walk through this.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, again, Dave Ware with Game Division Manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. There's not a whole lot to this one, so I'm going to guess we're going to move fairly quickly through it. But this topic is landowner hunting permits. And just to kind of give the Commissioner a refresher on what the landowner hunting permits are about, is really it's just a part of our access program overall. And, you know, for years we've had a strong program since the 1940s, actually. We've had a strong program to work with private landowners to gain hunter access to their properties. And so the most familiar types of programs include Feel Free to Hunt, Hunt by Written Permission, Register to Hunt, and Hunt by Reservation, which is actually one of the newest ones. But even with this complement of different programs that we were offering to landowners, there still was some interest in landowners having a little more control over the types of access and how they dealt with addressing allowing hunter access on their property. And so this program, this landowner hunting permit program, provides a little greater landowner flexibility in terms of season length and permit levels, and the reason that the agency is interested is both in terms of getting the general public on some of those properties, but also providing some kind of a unique hunting opportunity. So the commission formed a policy a number of years ago, and LHP permits or landowner hunting permits are authorized only by the commission. It does allow, as I mentioned, for customized seasons on that property. There is a split in the allocation of opportunity where half of the antlerless opportunity goes to the general public and 25% of the bull or buck opportunity must go to the general public. And all hunters need to be treated the same in terms of their opportunity to harvest an animal and to have access to the property. They can charge access fees, and most do, but they must waive damage claims. Last year, we had seven cooperators, the Buck Run, Black Rock Ranches, Silver Dollar, Pine Mountain, 4-0, ZMI, and Columbia Plateau. All of those are continuing in 2014, and they're distributed around the state as shown in this map. A majority of them are in regions 1 and 3, but we do have one in region 2 as well. So really all we have today for the 2014 seasons are really some minor date and permit level adjustments. And all of these were in discussions with the landowners and are based on what they had asked the agency to address and to move forward to you in the form of this proposal. So the basis or basics include archery and muzzleloader were removed from a couple of the cooperators' properties where it really was pretty open landscape, and they didn't feel like they were necessarily suitable for these weapon types, and so they've asked us to just stick with modern firearm opportunities. In addition, in the 4-0 ranch, those permit levels were reduced. Part of it was because we're in the process of acquiring that property, and so as you heard earlier, we're shifting part of the property that's owned by the department now is going to be shifting into a permit-only process as well. So the remaining property will continue in this landowner hunting permit program. And I would take any questions.
Questions? Yeah, very, very straightforward. And has anyone signed up No one has signed up, so that concludes the public hearing on that item.